Alex Ross Perry's exhaustive visual essay Video Heaven, inspired by Daniel Herbert's book Video Land, pieces together hundreds of film and TV clips, commercials, and news pieces to trace the lifespan of the video store through its portrayal in media. It's a remarkable feat of cultural archaeology that tracks broad social shifts through a single industry's rise and fall. Most pieces on the history of the video store are nostalgic. This one is academic. In fact, it sometimes feels like an adaptation of someone's master's thesis. With its near-constant narration by actress Maya Hawke, Video Heaven resembles Tom Anderson's sprawling documentary Los Angeles Plays Itself, a tour of LA locations and how they show up on screen. It's one long montage, stitched together from footage of everything from Scream 2 to Fight Club, episodes of Seinfeld to the 2000 version of Hamlet, in which Ethan Hawke delivers the to-be-or-not-to-be speech while wandering the aisles of a Blockbuster. It starts in the early 80s, when home video was linked to perversion and violence in movies like David Cronenberg's Videodrome and Brian De Palma's Body Double. Perry shows us 40-year-old TV news reports about how video stores were overtaking theaters and giving kids access to R-rated movies. These issues are illustrated by clips from the 1988 sci-fi curio Remote Control, set in a video store that's been erected in the lobby of a closed cinema, and 1987's Video Violence, in which residents of a small town make their own snuff films to stock the local video store. By the 90s and early 2000s, the video store was a more common dramatic setting. It was depicted as an invaluable archive in Cheryl Dunier's queer feminist film The Watermelon Woman, as a community hub in the absurdist comedy Be Kind, Rewind, as a place to spend idle time in Gen X cult classics like Clerks, Ghost World, and Serial Mom. It also became an easy source of comic humiliation and frustration in sitcoms. This change was, Perry argues, reflective of the video store's wavering currency in American culture. These once scrappy independent businesses had become, at the turn of the century, ubiquitous corporate chains. And as the multi-billion dollar video store juggernaut was eclipsed by the convenience of Netflix and streaming, it became the stuff of period pieces like Captain Marvel and Stranger Things. Video stores are still around, including Scarecrow Video in Seattle, Movie Madness in Portland, and video theater locations in Coeur d'Alene and Post Falls. Perry, who is involved in the revival of the New York City staple Kim's Video, doesn't mention any of these, likely because it would screw up his fatalistic narrative. Still, Video Heaven is a comprehensive study. At nearly 3 hours, one could argue it's too comprehensive, and it's more than a little dispassionate. But it also feels like the definitive statement on its subject, a treatise on the fleeting nature of physical media and spaces, and on the way the places we inhabit show up in the art we consume. And in keeping with its themes, the movie is only available for streaming. It's on the Criterion Channel right now. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.